ask, make a man and take. How will Dave do? Will he need you?
Come on, ladies, let's get quizzy.
Welcome on into the girly quiz. Once a week, Dave is put through his paces. We're 4 years in. And
what are my paces?
Your paces are basically your stress levels.
Ah.
Your different levels of stress.
I'm watching my Whoop stress levels go up right now.
Yes. Well, once a week, Dave has to get through three questions. In order to win the week, well, he must get all three questions correct. They're all about girly things. And he does have a couple of lifelines that help him along the way.
Why did I think you were going to go? He does have a couple of girlfriends.
Yeah.
I only have
That'll
the one.
That'll help him along the
I
way.
I only have the one.
Wendy is your phone a female this morning. How are you, Wendy?
Hi, Wendy. How are you?
Hi, guys. How are you?
Yeah, I'm too bad. All right, Wendy, where do your areas of expertise lie when it comes to women and females and girls? Is it health, beauty, body parts, any other stereotypes you can think of?
Nothing at all.
Nothing at all? Wendy is a man. Great, great to know. Wendy, come on, help me out. Anything here?
Jack of all trades.
Jack of all trades, Jackie of all trades. That's what we like to hear, Wendy. I like it. I'll be back to you.
Very good, Wendy. You hang on the line. And just to say, if there's little ears in the car, sometimes we go into uncharted waters when it comes to the girly quiz and the type of content. Content is such a word now, isn't it? Such a buzzword. Content. So with that in mind, maybe keep your hand over the dial and yeah, make that own decision yourself. But as I always say, we should be absolutely grand, lads. Should be absolutely grand. We'll crack in with question number one on this week's girly quiz. Dave, from a hair care perspective, why would some women choose to avoid towel drying their hair?
Why would some women choose to avoid towel drying their hair? Is there multiple reasons?
There's a few.
Sorry, say the whole question again.
So from a hair care perspective.
Ah, okay, from a hair care perspective.
Why would some women choose to avoid towel drying their hair?
I don't know, but I feel like an answer is always, like a good solid answer to always go with, is split ends. There's one thing I know about women, and I don't know a lot, it's that they hate split ends. So I'd imagine that's what causes that. And I'm trying to think, is there any other reasons? It takes very long to towel dry your hair.
Okay.
You can't hear the phone. You'll have to speak up. I'm wearing a towel.
What's that from?
That's a Simpsons joke. And why else? Maybe it messes it up and it's hard to style.
Okay.
Those are all my reasons.
Are you fine answering all of them?
Yes.
Well, there's no denying that you have to give that to you. Well done.
Well done, David. Friction, thanks, David.
Friction and breakage is in there, so split ends, yeah. Raised cuticles from the top of your hair, which can make it.
I did not know cuticles were in your head.
Yeah,
I thought they were just in your nails.
Yep. And finally, you said it, knots. It can cause knots. If you're trying to then go on and brush your hair, it can make it really knotty. So
I didn't say knotty. I definitely said messy, but thank you for
messy,
giving me...
Messy, knotty,
thank
same
thank you
thing,
so
yeah.
much for giving me the answer. I'm having a great day.
You smashed it.
I'm enjoying this now.
Question one in the bag. We power on. Still two lifelines there.
Come on. This is the best, Pete. I know you're not used to the girly quiz, but this is the best possible scenario because what I've done there is I've gotten a question right without using any lifelines. So now I have two questions left with two lifelines.
He's in a good position. Okay, question number two. Chemise, Basque and baby doll are all types of what?
Oh my God. Chemise.
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 Basque, Basque.
Oh my God, and baby doll.
And baby doll. What are they all?
I don't know, but I always see baby doll like on... No. Like back in the Tumblr days, you'd always see like girls with like a baby doll tattooed like on their
oh,
knee
yeah.
or something. But I don't think it's anything to do with that.
Baby doll. It's very like, look at me, I'm a little baby doll.
Yeah, chemise and Basque. I have no idea. Do you think Wendy would know this?
She might do. You also have a 50-50.
I do have a 50-50, but I don't want to use the 50-50. If I was to guess, I would say something like... maybe like some sort of foot product. Like
foot?
Foot product, okay. Yeah. Like a... Because you know, like you have... Do you remember those old runners the girls used to wear? Baby shams?
No, what are baby shams?
I think they were a thing. But it's for like chams.
Okay.
Baby chams. Maybe I'm wrong. Basque, Kemi's. I'd imagine some sort of foot product, like maybe like to make your foot glow or something. But Baby Sham was a thing, Pete?
Yeah, they were a runner back in the day. You can still get them on Vinted. They're kind of like a very wide fat shoe with really massive thick laces on them.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, they were cool. I don't think they're that though. Let's call in Wendy.
Wendy's there. Good morning, Wendy.
Morning, Wendy. I got 30 seconds on the clock. I'm really, really hoping you know the answer to this. What is Kemi's Basque and Baby Doll all products of?
Oh, sorry, David. I'm not. No, I'm only joking.
Oh, oh my God, Wendy, I nearly died.
Well done, Wendy.
Basque, it's a type of dress, or you can, it'll also be a top, a shirt.
Okay, so what would my answer to Emma be? Types of tops? Types of dresses?
Sort of a bit of all of them. It's a dress and a top.
It's a dress and a top. Okay. Wendy, thank you so much.
So, can I just ask you, Wendy, what are you saying is a dress and a top? Basque, is it?
Yeah.
Okay, Wendy, that means you're wrong. Because Emma is questioning you.
Okay, Dave, what do you want to do here?
I can't. I know your vibe when someone is wrong. So, Wendy, I'm going to have to use two lifelines on one question. Unless you're doing this to mess with me.
I'm saying nothing.
And that would be the meanest thing in the entire world. I'm going to 50-50 and trust you, Emma. We're going to learn together, Wendy.
Here we go. Kemi's Basque and Baby Doll. What are they all types of? Is it A?
Don't you dare.
Lingerie.
Okay.
Is it B? Shades of blusher.
Interesting. Can I still use Wendy?
Yeah, we've never been in there. Yeah, you can.
Wendy, what do you think out of those two? I'd imagine the lingerie.
Lingerie, yep.
Lingerie, final answer. Oh,
well done. Gosh. Well done, well done, well done, well done. Do you know the way Pete, a few minutes ago, he went, he's in a really good position.
Yeah. I'm now in a terrible position. No.
And two lifelines. Wendy, regardless, a Just Eat voucher making its way to you. Go and enjoy some dinner on us. Enjoy. Thank you.
Thanks so much.
See you later.
Wendy.
Bye, bye, bye.
Never call Wendy again.
Stop. Okay. You're on your own.
Oh, God.
You're on your own. Question number three. On the girly quiz.
I feel real sick.
You are horrible.
You are horrible looking.
Question number three. Who, what, or where is Primi Para? No. You really needed a lifeline.
I really
for this
needed
one.
It.
You did, yeah.
I needed it.
All I can think of is Primavera Sound.
Yeah. Say that. A music festival.
Primi Para.
Primipara. I'd love, like, every instinct in me is to help you here now, but sure.
PP, Primi Para, to prim. You're looking prim and proper.
If I can help in any way, I will tell you this.
Prim and para. Primi para. No.
It's Latin.
Okay.
So, like, the two different parts of that word come from different Latin terms.
Primi para.
Okay, do you know what I'm going to do? And do you know what? If you want to come for me, come for me. I'm going to tell you what the first part of the word means in Latin.
Okay.
Okay? Because I don't think it's going to be a giveaway.
That's very nice.
It's a Latin word, and the start of it comes from the word primus, which means first.
First, yes.
Did you know that?
No, it just makes sense.
Okay.
So what it also sounds like is, and I'm not going to look at Emma, I'm going to look actually the opposite way to Emma, primer. It's a primer. That's my only guess. And it's my final answer. Oh, that's so disappointing.
I'm so sorry.
That's so disappointing. But you know what? It's on me. You gave me part of that and you helped me out and I really appreciate it.
You know what? And you're smart as well. I like how you use logic because you
primer
said...
Primer is first, isn't it?
It's the first thing
and
you put
primi
on.
Is... What did you say in Latin means?
So, first.
Primi is first.
Primi means first.
And so I thought primer, prime, primi.
Yeah.
Go on.
It's very smart the way you use your logic there. It's basically a name that's given, a medical term, for a first-time mother.
You're joking.
When it's your first child. Yeah.
So Fiona is a primi para.
She is a primi para.
She is a primi para.
She's a primi para, yeah.
Oh my God.
Or it's also a medical term for someone who's given birth to one child.
This is mad. Like, who knew that when I did the girly quiz 2 years ago that I would have started to need to learn Latin?
Yeah, I know. I know. It's one of those things that obviously not every woman would know, but women who've had one child would have been addressed like that in the hospital, I presume, at certain points.
So like, hello, good morning, Primi Para.
Hello, my little Primi Para.
Oh,
sorry,
my
Dave.
God.
I do feel bad for you. However, we move. It's all in the nature of the game. You suck. We just played the girly quiz, and you would think that Dave's getting the backlash because he fails this week, but no, it is all on me, it seems. This is Vanessa.
Anna, we need Fiona back pronto. Mm-hmm. Pronto. Emma helping Dave out on the girly quiz. Emma, you're going soft. You're supposed to be doing this for all of us.
I've let all women down.
No,
this
you
morning,
haven't. I love it. You need to give men something.
Ian was in touch as well and getting called out left, right, and centre.
I hate to be the man telling the girl on the girly quiz, but I'm pretty sure that lingerie is pronounced chemise, not camis.
I like the way Ian started that off with, I hate to be the guy. And I was like, you love to be the guy, Ian. You are buzzing to let a woman know she's wrong.
And also, you're delighted to let everyone know that you know your lingerie.
You know your lingerie.
Man.
Go work.